We got to talk about this. In 1984, you announced a $1 million cash first prize. And this is something also the industry had never seen before. Tell us about that. What was it?
Well, we were really growing, and people still did want to all get together. Wholesalers, vendors said, why don't you have a convention? We weren't selling products, so the wholesalers loved us, and the retailers did. So they convinced us into having a convention, but we wanted it to be something very special. At that time, McDonald's were giving away prizes with scratch-offs. We were trying to come up with an idea. Rex Rudy came up with the idea of something like a fish in a pond where you buy an insurance policy and you give away $25,000 if they catch the fish. Well, he was going to have some type of a deal like that where we wouldn't really give away the $1 million, or it would be a possibility of it, but not very much. And I said, no, I don't operate that way. If we say there's a chance to get a million, there'll be a million given. So we dealt with this company out of New York that was handling the McDonald's promotion. They came up with a puzzle promotion where I think there was 200 pieces in a puzzle. There were going to be one piece of the puzzle drawn in Las Vegas, Nevada, August 4th, 1987. And that person would get the $1 million, be $50,000 a year for 20 years. So we started working on the promotion. The way it worked is every time they sent five orders, they would receive a piece of the puzzle. That started in 1984. So this promotion went on for almost 3 years. But in those 3 years, not only was there a chance for the $1 million later, but we gave away hundreds of TV sets and VCRs and microwaves and computers. We also gave a lot of small prizes like knives and different knickknacks. There was a tremendous amount of excitement in the industry, and the people that had never used us to much of a degree in sending orders were big senders. The big day came in 1987 on August 4th. There were 10 people that had the same piece of the puzzle that we had printed as would be a potential winner. We had a drawing, and this lady from Picayune, Mississippi, won the $1 million. It was the largest convention ever held in the floral industry. We had over 5,000 people. We had Rich Little as an entertainer, as well as Mac Davis. So we had to have two ballrooms where we could have the two entertainers because there was not a place big enough. It was an unbelievable convention.
FTD and TDS, they are just scratching their head and looking at this upstart.
When we gave the $1 million, there was no question because we'd had hard times. They could tell, when we cut corners. But once we gave the $1 million, they didn't have any discussions anymore about, do you think they'll make it or will they be around?
You know the name of the lady who won the $1 million?
The lady was Jimmy Gerald. It's so rewarding that she was a poor shop. In fact, she didn't even stay in a convention hotel. It was their vacation, and they were staying at a hotel down the street and didn't even have the money to stay at the convention site. So they could really use it. I know she was a strong Baptist, I believe it is. When she got home, her church got their 10%. And every year they knew when she was getting that check.
You paid it to her $50,000 a year then until it was paid out.
What we did was we bought an annuity in 1984, and interest was high at the time. We bought from an insurance company an annuity that would pay, starting August 4th, $50,000 a year for 20 years. And I think it cost me about $297,000 of actual money for that $1 million.
That was money well spent.
It really handled it.
Yeah.